Blog Talk Radio.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefit. Negative thoughts, pessimist calls. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Remember principles work everywhere, anytime. Failures get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserve a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of high. I got my eyes on the prize. I won't admit and lie. Fight for my faith till I die. There is a reason why.
Okay, well, good evening and welcome to livedeliveranceinternetradio.com and welcome to our live streaming here at YouTube. I want to take this particular opportunity to do something as an American citizen and as a Christian on behalf of unnecessary killings in this country. My heart goes out to the lost ones. These people have lost their children. I want to give this opportunity to take some time out and be quiet for silence of the loss of these Americans who have lost their lives unnecessary. Heavenly Father, Lord, I come as you put in my heart to bring forth a message that will help. I thank you for the Holy Spirit I thank you, Lord, that you can hear our prayers on this earth and that all nations should call upon you in these last days. Lord, your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, he cried, you said you'll heal their land in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Lord, this land needs healing and lands everywhere in this world. We pray for the American government. We take authority over the demonic spirits that's operating in both political parties. These are spirits. We come up against them and we bind them in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. And we ask that the truth be revealed in scandals. And that this nation will come back to God in Yeshua, Messiah's name, we pray. Amen. Gun violence. America has consistently been ranked as one of the top countries when it comes to the number of guns owned by its citizens. It is even higher than the total in a war-ravaged area such as sub-Saharan Africa. These statistics are too high for an industrial nation. The Second Amendment, I believe in. I have a gun. I have some assault rifles, but I put them away. I don't believe in taking an assault rifle and going killing people. This has been tough for me because as a gun owner and seeing this as God moved on my spirit, said, wait a minute, children dying. Forget the First, Second Amendment. The children dying, children. When I see it like that, oh no. These need to get out of the hands of everybody. You know, they want mines. They, you know, hey, I got a 40 caliber. I don't need a soft rifle. I don't have no need for that. I don't think no civilian have a need to that. And we need to see and check our elected officials. I don't really like to get involved with politics, but I have to reach out. I do have some prayers that we can pray for to block these spirits. I want to talk about the spiritual side of what we can do, but I also want to get some information out to any of you who are interested in this. Go tell your congressman, wherever you at, tell them that something has to get done. And as me having a voice like this, and we have a lot of people listen to us. We've been on air 14 years. People know Live Deliverance Internet Radio. You know, the product has put out for 14 years and is going to continue to get out. But this is a time in my country that as an American, as a young man, I feel that I can make some good with this radio ministry out besides ministry. This is a primary Christian ministry radio station. We're not into politics. But there's a time and place for everything. And God says, give what's to Caesar, Caesar's, and what's God, God. Caesar's in position here, and we need to, as American people, go to our congressmen and vote them out. We have a midterm election coming in November. Oh, please, go vote. It's going to be a record turnout. We got some serious, serious issue. When kids getting gunned down like this, you know, I don't care nothing about the NRA. I'm a member. I don't even want to be a member anymore. That don't matter. You know, I wasn't a member to hurt children. I like weapons. But weapons in the wrong person's hand. And if it takes for us to lose our rights for that, for the children's sake, fine. Because you don't really need no average American citizen don't need an AR-15 unless the government is trying to overthrow a coup or something going down. you better have something. But, you know, you really don't need that. And it really hurts to see the statistics of the crime rate. Now, in Chicago, Illinois, for you African-Americans out there, I'm going to talk to you. I'm African-American. I can really talk to you. I can talk to everybody else, but see, you know, you understand what I'm saying. Look at here. Y'all killing each other in numbers. That's tribal spirit, tribal warfare. That's all they. Those are tribal demons. The city of Chicago has seen 141 murders in 2016 compared to 82 murders at the same point last year. Police reported 677 shootings this year compared with 359 at the same point. The grim rise in violence come after the Chicago Police Department reported 468 murders in 2015 a 12.5% increase from the year before. There were 2,900 shootings in 2015, 13% more than the year before, according to the police department records. That's pitiful. You know, that's a lot of people dying, and that's showing me that that's a combat zone. Anytime you get a high number of people dying, the military call that a combat zone. And we, this country's at a state of emergency. These elected officials, are all Republicans are in there. All of you, and personally, they cannot govern. We see what's going on. I don't have to talk about it. Everybody see what's going on. We see what we're dealing with. Go and vote. They're not going to do anything about it. I don't care if the children cry because the Republicans are locked in with the National Rifle Association. This is about money. And the Bible says that the rich will oppress you, James 2:6. And it is so appalling to me to see these so-called evangelical Christians turning their back against the immorality of Trump, but embracing his policy of conservatism, which is this racist policy to throw back a minority of people of color. We are at a end in this nation of an assault on culture. We are at a stage where violence is being educated and taught every day. As you sit down and watch TV, you can watch somebody get shot. We have video games that's been unsupervised with our parents and our children because we can't deal with them. You'll go buy them all them games in there to keep him away while you're in the room with some other man or some other woman or a woman or whatever. Nowadays, it or he or that. And there is violence surrounding us consciously and subconscious. That is not the trumpet of God. Violence is not God. God is a God of war in Exodus 15:3, but that is spiritual war. God does not like to kill his creation. Satan is behind all of this spiritually. We're talking about the natural side. We're going to get, as a pastor, I got to get on that side. But I got to tell you this in the natural. Go and register to vote. If you never got out and vote, go vote. And flip this, because when November comes, there's going to be a big flip, and he's going to be impeached. So we got to pray against all of this evil that this nation come up against. We got to bind demons in the Democratic Party, because they none of these parties, I keep telling folks, I'm not neither Democrat, Republican, Independent. Who I vote for is my business. But these parties who you vote for, once you vote, then you got the power to pray and to send that thing to the heaven and bind religious spirits. You got a lot of folks laying hands on Donald Trump. They so-called evangelists. They said, Paula White, of course, she don't cast out demons. I don't see no anointing in her. Kenneth Hagin with 12 planes. To me, I don't know pastor need 12 planes. I'm sorry. He never raised the dead. Maybe he needs to, you know, get a plane to go and raise the dead in each country. I have no problem with that. But when you got so-called these big millionaire evangelists laying hands on other millionaires, you have to discern the spirit and see what's going on. We are at a time of high racial tension. There's a spirit of hate in the atmosphere, and we need to come up against these things. You need to contact your congressman. Tell your congressman that you want to get something done and put pressure. Since you guys voted for those Republicans in there, you're going to vote them in there 2 more years when they ain't going to do nothing. And as long as the Republicans are in office, they are nothing but gun lobbyists. Donald Trump's base is 40% all white, poor white people, poor or middle class, but mostly poor white people, middle class. And they definitely believe in the Second Amendment. I'm from Alabama. So when you got a base like that, you have to go and register to outnumber that base. That's his 40. But when the Chinese man and when a Puerto Rican, and the reason why that they don't want to give Puerto Rican the independence to be part of the state because it'll tilt the elections Democratic all the time because there are black people in Puerto Rico. See, I see the game. The Virgin Islands can't vote for president, but they can be part of the territory. Those are black people. Most of the black people historically are Democratic, of course. I don't know why, but that's what they are. And these forces are constantly tilting and moving. And if any of you Christians out here listening to me, you should be praying against these forces. But no, you're just talking about it. You can pray against this. Elijah controlled the weather in Israel for 3.5 years because the righteous man prayeth prevaileth not. And the Bible said, yet not, it didn't even rain. We have the power and the authority to move these spirits against us, against our land, and we can do that by prayer. There's no way you can, you know, if you study Judges chapter 9, you'll see why the Lord had allowed this man to come in office. God has given America a taskmaster, a cruel taskmaster, a whooping boy, a heartless human being. It's because America has turned its back against God. We don't even have prayer in the school anymore. We should also help our veterans here. Get a veteran to guard one of them schools, a combat veteran who ain't working nowhere. Put in some money and get him. Give him a flat jacket. I guarantee you, you have less casualties with him. It is sad to see this going on. I'm tired, and I wanted to do something about it. And this is the best way I can tell you. I can tell you to go. I'm not a politician. I'm a minister. But I can tell you that you can definitely go to your congressman and complain about that. And get enough people to sign petitions to say no more AR-15s. You know, it says we the people. Well, let's put that to test, because I ain't never seen it happen. But, you know, it's sad to see how that the demonic spirits control the political system, where they're telling you to go out aside and vote, or go over there and walk. Y'all can walk peacefully. That's a, just walk peaceful. And when you get tired, we know that you protest. That doesn't make changes. That ballot makes changes. Puerto Rico will never be a state like any other state because there's too many black people there. This country, and I hate to say it, and I'm going to say it, which is true, it was grounded on racism, the root, Matthew 3:10. It's a spirit that operated in American Caucasians, also African soul, Africans. That's a transfer spirit, a ungodly tribal spirit against each other, and that's how some of the blacks got here, yeah. There was blacks sold them into slavery, and also the slaves that came from Iberia learned the tactics that they use and imprisoned others too. These are nothing but damn demons, and the devil got y'all looking at color. Oh, that's a nigga over here. Oh, that's a white boy over here. Look at that nigga. Look at that white boy. And the demon say, y'all keep going at it, you stupid damn fools. I'm behind it. Because you can't see spiritual. You can't see it. So you're going to have to get into the spirit realm to see this. This is working behind the door, Satan doing all of this. But while he's doing this, I'm going to give you some prayers where you can shut down some of this that he's doing. And also, I'm going to go back to the natural. Please go to your congressman. Go knock on doors. Go to the voting district. Start getting folks to register to vote to get 45. Or, well, if it turn all Democrat, 45 is going to be through because they're going to impeach him. So November, you got to November to get this right. Go on and get this thing right. Go and register to vote. Don't nobody want this president. This president was thrown in our face by the Russians. We all see that. And, you know, it's sad to see his base is so stupid. But this is a backlash. This same president that they call the American president hates the former president, Barack Obama. He's trying to knock out everything the man does. He has a jealousy against the brother. The brother's very much more classy than this. This is a dog, man. I know a gangster when I see one. This is a dog. He go paying women. We never saw Barack Obama, no headlines of him paying some woman. They even say that Barack Obama a wife was a transvestite. That was a man. Indecent people saying stuff like this to this brother. But see, this is racism. This is the same Donald Trump who started the birther movement. In 1996, this man had a lawsuit. He discriminated against black people. This is the same gangster that we've been on, and it is still bogus to this day. But you can move this person by prayer. You can ask God, why, God, did you give us this taskmaster? Judges chapter 9. Ask the Lord, Lord, why did you give us this taskmaster? Because that's what you have. You have a taskmaster. We are at chaos in this nation. The prosperity ministry need to shut down. Hey, it ain't about that. It's about some prayer. I hope that this was able to help you. Contact your congressman. Go get somebody registered to vote. My heart go out again to those people who lost their lives. Innocent Americans. You know, and it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again because the Republicans are not going to do anything about it. So since you guys still want to go, I call the Republican Party the slave whooping party. Since you want to go and vote slave whooper, it ain't going to happen. Slave whoopers ain't gonna free nobody. They for the rich. If you ain't rich, you ain't making. If you black and you rich, you good. Look at Uncle Ben. He rich. He's for these people, for rich people. They for rich black folks, rich white folks. They ain't for no poor white people, poor black people. Only Jesus is for that. Jesus speaks about taking care of the poor. The government is not going to do that. It is up to us individuals to take care of ourselves and grow land in your backyard. Learn how to cultivate your food. Learn how to survive off the land. God gave us land. We don't even use it. Plant something in the back. That's what I'm going to do. I looked at that land and said, Lord, bless me of all this. There's going to be some time we're going to have to trust the Lord. One day, that car ain't going to work. And we don't know when Christ's coming, but I can tell you something. Something's not right. And I was compelled to do this because I want to get something done. This is the best way that I get something done, by telling you to contact your congressman, get on the internet, find sites in your area that's doing a push drive to drive registered voters. I don't care who you vote for, but vote for what's right. Don't vote for this oppression. This is oppression. And it's never been seen before, but it's a taskmaster spirit. Go against these spirits in prayer. Now, that was the natural side. Contact your congressman. Find someone to register to vote. Go register. Go help in a district. Go in a voting district and find and get people at the polls, because that's what's going to make a turnout. We got to make a turnout. And then once that turnout comes, it's time for 45 to go. All right, so let's check this out. I got some prayers for you, and I use these prayers a lot. I also want to say hello to our new subscribers, TOI84, Sean Beecham, Brendanette Thomas, Janae Garrison, David Smith, and Kadeen White. Thank you for being subscribers here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Okay, so here's some prayers that can come up against these things. And pray this every day. I pray this every day. So I'm going to go very slow. You can get this from Prayers That Rout Demons and Bring Breakthrough by Apostle John Eckhart. It's a powerful, powerful book of prayer. Go buy the book. Go to Amazon and spend $12 on a book that has all the scriptures in there for you, and you can come up against these spirits. Amen? So what we're going to do now is go against. We're going to pray for divine safety and protection. Okay, so wherever you at, say this prayer every day. Believe, and it will be done. All things are possible for him that believeth. Mark 9:23. If you say to this mountain, believe, and shall not doubt, you can have whatsoever you ask. In Mark 11:23-24, we can be protected about this. This is the spiritual side of what's going on. I talked about the political side. Go register to vote. That's the natural side. Get changed there. While you're doing that, start binding these demons in these people. Ask the Lord, who should you vote for? Don't let these cyber probing stuff getting into your subconscious mind. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. In these last days, people need to really hear the power and the voice of God. Lord, we cover ourselves and our families and all of our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround and protect my life from all destruction. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around me and protect me. Psalms 34:7. Let your glory be my covering and protect my back. Hold me up and I will be safe. Psalms 119:117. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. I run into it, and I am safe. Lord, you make me to dwell in safety. Psalms 4, verse 8. Set me in safety from them that puff at me. Psalms 12, verse 5. Let me dwell in my land, name your city and your area, safely. Leviticus 26, 5. Lead me safely, and I will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm my enemies. Psalms 78, 53. The sea, that's spiritual. That's not a natural sea, it's a spiritual sea. Let me lie down and rest in safety in my home, in my community, where my children reside in school at. You say that. That's in Job chapter 11, verse 18, and Isaiah 14, verse 30. I will dwell in safety, and nothing shall make me be afraid. Ezekiel 34, 28. In safety. Name the city. Where you at? Where your child at? God answer those prayers. Keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me under the shadow of your wings. Ruth 2:12, Psalm 17, verse 8. I will trust in the covenant of your wings. Psalm 61, verse 4. In the shadow of your wings will I trust. Psalms 57, verse 1. Be my covenant for the storm and the hail and rain. Isaiah 4, 6. Be my covenant from the wind and from the tempest. Isaiah 32, verse 2, cover my head in the day of battle. Psalms 140, verse 7, cover me with the shadow of your hands. Isaiah 51, 16, cover me with your feathers. Psalms 91, verse 4, be my defense and refuge. Psalms 59, 16, defend and deliver me. Isaiah 31, 5. Let your glory be my defense. Let your glory be my defense. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. Defend me from those that rise up against me. Psalms 59, verse 1. Lord, you are my shield and my hiding place. Psalms 119, verse 114. Lord, surround me with your shield of protection. Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. Bring them down, O Lord, my shield. Psalms 59, verse 11. Let your trust be my shield. Psalms 91, verse 4. Lord, you are my sun and my shield. Psalms 84, verse 11. Lord, you are my shield and exceeding great reward. Genesis 5, 15, verse 1. I will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against me, because you are my shield for me. Psalms chapter 3, 1 through 6. You are a strong tower from the enemy. Psalms 61, verse 3. The next one we're going to use to plead the blood of Jesus over you, your car, your job, your city, your town, where you work at. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my house in the name of Jesus. Let my house be blessed. You said you can turn a curse into a blessing. Deuteronomy 23, verse 5. You see, you got to know the word and bring the word out and let it speak from your heart, and God will answer that prayer. All right, this is releasing the blood. So we're going to release the power of the blood of Jesus over the Congress. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus over this spirit of collusion. We're going to bind it. We're going to ask that the Holy Spirit break that yoke in the name of Jesus. All this lying and evil surmises, we're going to come up against this in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we come up against every demonic spirit that's in the White House that's hoovering over money and bringing hate and anger, spirit of racism, spirit of murder, lying, cheating, dishonesty, corruption, greed. Father, your word says in James 2:6 that the rich will oppress you. We come against all these rich people who's oppressing folks out of ignorance. By the blood of Jesus of Nazareth, we come up against demonic spirits in the Democratic Party, demonic spirits in the Republican Party, all those who are members with demons. We bind them so they can get away from not bringing the truth. We remove these evil spirits that's causing hindrance to the truth. Lord, your word says you shall know the truth, and that the truth shall set you free. We speak your word over this country in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We come up against the foul spirits of terrorism in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We overcome the devil by the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiple grace right now over this nation. We are made perfect through his blood by the everlasting covenant, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. We have now entered into the presence of God through the blood of Yeshua. We plead the blood of Yeshua over every school in the United States, over every city and town. We eat the body and drink the blood of Yeshua on every Sabbath day, according to John 6:54. Lord, we receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood. We receive the bronze protection by the blood of Jesus. We ask, just as though you put the blood on the doorposts of the children of Israel, that you put the blood on every child in the United States, saved, unsaved, white, black, purple, pink, yellow, any child. We ask that the blood of Jesus Christ go on these children. We bind the spirit of terrorism, and we command it to stop in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind you by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come up against the spirit of terrorism. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Saints, we got to pray. We bind and rebuke every edge of terror that will come against the United States in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, based on Jeremiah 49:22. Lord, forgive the United States for her sins. Lord, I ask that you forgive this country for slavery. I come in proxy for this nation. Forgive it for slave whooping and beating people and killing Indians and lying to people in the history books, Lord. Father, come heal this land, Lord. Forgive this president who endorsed homosexuality out of ignorance, saying that he's a Christian, Lord. Lord, forgive this man that you have in office as a taskmaster. Lord, woo, the blood of Jesus over all these things that has happened to this nation. Father, we come up against this spirit of terrorism, and we're not afraid of it. By night, according to Psalms chapter 91, verse 5, we bind and rebuke all terror that will plot against this nation in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all spirits of hatred, murder, racism, anger against Muslims, against people of color, against white people, against black people. We take these demons and we send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all religious terror spirits. We bind and rebuke all demons of Jahudi in the name of Jesus, or Jihad. We bind and rebuke all spirits of Antichrist and hatred against the United States. We bind the spirit of hatred of America in the name of Yeshua. We bind and rebuke the spirit of terror and death, according to Psalms 55, verse 4. We bind the fear of panic that will come through people as they encounter terrorism. We come up against the spirit of post-traumatic stress in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We cut the acts of violence out the hand of the wicked on this nation this day, based on Isaiah 59, verse 6. Let the violence be no more by our borders. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray, based on Isaiah 60, verse 18. Pray every day for this nation, brothers and sisters. That's all we can do. We can pray. Go and register to vote. Go and register to vote. Go tell somebody about voting. Get this 40% base and outdo that 40% and get it so high that it ain't got nothing to do with no electoral vote. Go and get out and vote in November. Get this dictator out of office. God bless you. Support us in the name of Jesus. Sow a seed. I'm controversial. Jesus was controversial. And this is the way that I can do something for my nation. I'm an American too. Before I was a Christian, I was an American.